Thank you.
Next item, 105.
Amend contract with Land Morphology, Inc. in the amount of $674,137 for additional design and construction administration services for the Leech Upper Garden Development Project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Colleagues, often when we have increases in contract amounts, that's not necessarily a good thing because it means something has gone wrong. In this case, it means that something has gone very right, and I'm happy to bring this item forward. It's a huge increase in the contract cost because of a huge increase in funding available through the Leech Upper Garden Project. Leech Botanical Gardens is a treasure in Portland with a wonderful support group, the Friends of Leech Gardens. And back in December of 2016, I offered a challenge to the Friends that if they could raise a total of $1.26 million overall, then I would dedicate $4.9 million in funding from Portland Parks and Recreation's system development charge, which are impact fees developers pay, to see the project to completion. I'm very happy to announce that the Friends Group and partners have surpassed their goal, and that is why we can increase the contract. So I want Commissioner Fish to also have an opportunity to introduce this, because it was his leadership when he was in charge of parks that got Prosper Portland to start investing in Leech Botanical Gardens, and it was really his vision to see that this could be an economic driver as well as a wonderful amenity in East Portland. So, Commissioner Fish.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz. And let me begin by saying that your stewardship of systems development charge dollars, the fees the developers pay, and your focus on investing in East Portland is going to transform the park system for 40% of the population and a place where so many kids and families live. So I want to compliment you, and I think it will be the cornerstone of your legacy as commissioner in charge of the Parks Bureau. As to Leech Botanical Garden, each of us who've had a chance to visit the garden and the manor house have fallen in love with it. It is a crown jewel in East Portland. It is, in my view, the most developed and most important park in East Portland, and someday it will be competing with lots of other amenities. And I am particularly pleased that the way this was structured, this is a public-private partnership. Substantial developer fees, substantial commitment by Prosper Portland, a Metro grant, and then the generosity of donors who have invested in the future of Leech. What we're really talking about is taking a local gem and turning it into a world-class attraction. And we are very proud of what David and his team are doing and grateful. So thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your leadership.
Thank you for your partnership. Now turn it over to Ross Swanson of Portland Parks and Recreation and David Porter of Leech Botanical Gardens.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor, Council members. My name is Ross Swanson. I'm a capital project manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. With me is David Porter, Executive Director of Leech. They are a nonprofit partner that oversees the garden on a daily basis and all the programming that it takes place at the garden. We are here to amend a professional technical expert contract, or in this case, a design and engineering contract, with Land Morphology. It is in the amount of $674,000. It will provide additional design and construction administration services for the Leech Upper Garden Project. Approval of this council agenda item will advance the design of the first phase project for the garden expansion. It is a project that is exciting for East Portland and for the garden. We are here as a result of four concentrated years of effort around design work and the capital fundraising part. David will address the success of the fundraising part in a moment, and which is important for us, our ability to move forward today. So back in 2014, Leech Garden Friends and Portland Park and Recreation entered into a master plan and capital project for the garden. It was catalyzed by an acquisition of a property just to the north of the garden, formerly called the Davis property. At that time, the project hired a nationally recognized garden team of Land Morphology and the architecture firm of Olson Kundig. They are out of Seattle, but nationally known. Their job was to master plan and create a development strategy. The goals of this contract are to connect the upper garden with the lower garden and the manor house that we all know, create community open space for East Portland, provide a regional draw on a nationally recognized garden for East Portland. Currently, most of our nationally recognized gardens are either in the Central City or on the West Hills. Strategically balancing operations, revenue, and growth for the garden. In other words, as we expand the garden, we want to be ensure that our staff, as well as David's staff, are able to program it at a reasonable rate. The slide you see is the grand vision of the property completed in 2015. In addition to the physical planning efforts, a prioritization exercise was undertaken with garden staff, parks and rec, and try to determine what would be the first phase of construction. What you see here is the prioritized elements of the master plan, and they were determined by the last 3 years of work. It has been work that has advanced through further design of these elements, and it also has gone through a required Type 3 land use. In other words, we do know now know what all the other bureaus are going to look from us. With the addition of improved infrastructure that runs the garden on a day-to-day basis, we have some key elements to highlight. The first one is an aerial tree lock that allows everyone access to the forest. Community open spaces, which includes a fireplace terrace and gathering green. And finally, a beautiful habitat and pollinator garden with new plantings along the forest floor. Those are some of the highlights that we feel will create an East Portland icon for us. With that, I'm going to turn it over to David Porter to explain the success of the fundraising for the project.
Thank you, Ross. Mayor, Commissioners, it's really a pleasure to be here again today to talk about a project that increasingly looks successful. As Ross mentioned, in 2014, we had a schematic design for the upper garden and about $2.15 million in funding from mostly Portland Parks and Recreation and what was then Portland Development Commission. We believe that that funding, that amount of money, was insufficient to build a botanical garden that would do justice to the expectations of the city and to the residents of East Portland. Nor did we think it sufficiently honored the legacy of Lilla and John Leach, the benefactors who gave the property to Portland Parks and Recreation years ago. In December of 2016, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, she responded to this dilemma by challenging Leach Garden Friends and our wider circle of friends to raise $1.26 million from private sources. If we succeeded, she said, she committed to match our money with $4.9 million in additional system development funds. Just before Thanksgiving 2017, a day I think I will not forget for quite some time.
Me neither.
Leach Garden Friends announced that we had exceeded our target activating the match. We actually hit $1.27 million, and there are people still sending money in, so it was very moving. Additionally, Metro Grant committed $188,000 to the project, and Prosper Portland added another $1.8 million. So the visionary challenge offered by Commissioner Fritz increased the resources available for this project 363%. For a total project of $9.9 million.
That's amazing. That's great.
So with the expanded revenue, the project is on solid financial footing to move forward with the expanded scope of work. This contract amendment moves us forward with a nationally recognized garden design team that has been involved for 3 years. The amendment will increase the design services contract to $1.2 million from the original $433,000. Utilization of the same design team, though, will provide consistency and will help expedite the construction. This contract amendment does represent a 180% increase in the consultant services. This requires council approval. Our proposal is supported by procurement services. We anticipate construction beginning next winter with plans for opening this long-awaited project in summer of 2019. This timeline is critical as Leach Garden of Friends relies heavily on the summer program for its operational revenue. With that, thank you, and we're here for questions.
Any questions, colleagues?
So the total project budget now is $9.9
million? $9.9 million.
That is sufficient to do the job?
It's sufficient for the phase one improvements that are scheduled that have been approved, yes.
Yes.
So that's the tree walk and all those things?
The tree walk, the habitat and pollinator garden, the aerial,
gathering spaces.
Yes, yeah. The gathering okay. spaces.
The improvement of utilities.
So everything you just showed us then is the phase one.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. That kind of implies there's going to be more.
This is a project that we will be working on for some time to come. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was Leach Botanical Garden.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed.
Call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, David, and the Leach Board. You've did an absolutely amazing job of fundraising, and it's an honor to be partnering with you.
Thanks,
Ross and the team at Portland Parks and Recreation. Christina Nieves on my staff and Pooja Bhatt have also been involved. It's exciting to be doing something that's going to be, I think, an international draw, not just even a national or a regional draw, and it's something that East Portland richly deserves. Aye.
Absolutely.
Fish?
Yeah, just in addition to all the thanks that Amanda has just given, I want to do a shout-out to the Leeches, because they were very public-spirited, and hopefully someday Mr. Leach's old pharmacy will be restored, because it's quite an interesting building. Let's do a shout-out to Charles Jordan,
Absolutely. Who
saw an opportunity and convinced the council to acquire the site so we didn't lose it. And then to Commissioner Fritz, who's continuing on a legacy of parks of supporting this and taking now Leach Botanical Garden to the next big level. Very proud day. Congratulations to all. Aye.
Saltzman.
Very impressive work and fundraising. Aye.
Udaly.
I'm looking forward to visiting. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this is really impressive. And as I was watching your PowerPoint presentation, I was leaning over to Commissioner Fritz and just saying, wow, it is a great vision. It's not a least we can do vision for an iconic space in East Portland. It is, I think Commissioner Fritz hit the nail on the head. I think it'll be a national draw. If it lives up to the current plan, I think it's going to be fantastic. What a great thing for the community. Thank you for Commissioner Fritz for pushing and pushing and pushing to make sure that this vision comes to fruition, and your entire team. And obviously the folks, the many, many people at the garden and the volunteers and the people who put their blood, sweat, and tears into it over many, many years in the Parks Bureau and everybody else who has a role in this. Further proof that Portland can come together and do some amazing things. So thank you to all of you who provided leadership on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. And I'm with